If an enforcement officer is performing a truck inspection and finds a violation on a truck in your fleet or one you've been personally driving, but you feel it's unwarranted, it is possible to challenge the inspection result. While that may seem time-consuming, doing so could have the benefits that go way beyond simply removing a bad mark from a trucking operations record. Welcome to Eyes on the Road, a podcast series from Help Incorporated's PrePass, the provider of waystation bypass, toll payment services, and trucking safety technology. I'm Evan Lockridge, and thanks for joining me. On this installment, we're beginning a two-part series entitled, It's Not My Fault. Because, well, let's face it, truck drivers are sometimes blamed for things that aren't their fault, such as failing a truck inspection, to being held accountable for a crash where there was no way they could have prevented it. In this episode, we'll discuss the process you can go through to challenge truck inspection results when you think they're not right. In part two, we'll examine a program started by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, which allows carriers and drivers to remove crashes from their records that were in no way their fault. Joining me to talk about this first part is Paul Sullivan. He's a former lieutenant who spent 27 years with the Massachusetts State Police, where his work included commercial vehicle operations. Now he's a regional director of field operations for PrePass in half a dozen states, and he joins us by phone. Paul, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Paul, I just alluded to how fleets and owner-operators can challenge bad marks they feel are unwarranted on truck inspection reports. So what are the details of getting this removed from their Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration records, including the name of the process?
Well, the primary mission of FMCSA and the state enforcement agencies is to reduce the number and severity of commercial vehicle accidents. So accurate and timely data allow states and the federal government to target the high-risk carriers, just a simple resource management tool. Therefore, the states are required to submit accurate and timely results of inspections and to participate in the data quality system. DQ is an online system that allows drivers and carriers to correct information maintained and disseminated by the FMCSA. Since the states are the owner of the information and they own the inspection and crash data, it's their responsibility to correct any misinformation.
And this process is more commonly known as data queues or filing a data queue request, correct?
Correct. And that is the official name of the process. Using the process is pretty self-explanatory. You sign in to the system, a company, a driver, even the general public can sign into the system. You pick a username and a password, and you're in. Now, to challenge data, or as the official name is, it's called to request a data review. You see the words, the letters RDR. Simply log in, identify the state and the report number, and the system populates the information. You then get an opportunity to explain why you don't agree with the information, and then you can upload supporting documents if you choose to. You receive a notification directly back from the system, and at the same time, the system will notify the state, and eventually you'll receive the final decision. Pretty simple.
So what's the benefit of filing a data queue challenge, including when it comes to federal safety scores under the FMCSA's Compliance Safety and Accountability Program, commonly referred to as CSA?
All inspection data, including non-out-of-service items, are used in creating a carrier score. So the less black marks you have against you, the better your score. The better your score, the more likely you are to avoid any additional scrutiny at way stations, or if you're using PrePass, you wouldn't have to pull in at all for inspection.
Paul, can a data queue request be filed over any citation a driver receives, or is it just limited to those that result from truck inspections and are consequently put on a truck inspection report by law enforcement?
You can only file a data request when there is a roadside inspection accompanying the citation.
And can you give us some examples of when someone might want to file a data queue challenge, as well as when they shouldn't file one and why?
Well, regarding vehicle defects, it's incumbent upon the driver and the carrier to know the regulation. Sometimes a violation, not specifically identified in the regulation, gets recorded as a violation. That's likely to happen if the carrier has additional lighting on the truck. They've put additional lighting not required by the regulation, and one of those bulbs burns out. Since that's not required by the regulation, it's not a violation. And another instance, perhaps you bought a truck with a backup alarm, and that backup alarm is not working. Since the federal regulations do not call for a backup alarm, but they do call for a backup light, no violation. Go beep, beep, or no beep, beep, no alarm, no problem. But I will say, never challenge data that accurately reflected a violation at the time the inspection occurred. Don't send in supporting documentation to support your argument that you fixed what was previously recorded as a violation. The inspection is a reflection of what the vehicle looked like at the time of the inspection, not what it looked like a day later. So that's when you would not file a request for data review.
Then this begs the question, what kind of information does someone need to include as well as not include in filing their data queue request for review?
The system is designed to provide all the information to properly identify the specific inspection. When you log into the system and you choose to challenge and you begin to type in the inspection report and the state it was from, the system will self-populate all of the information, including the alleged violation. And all you have to do at that particular point in time is freehand type in what your argument is, what your supporting documents, have those available, and upload those to support your case.
You mentioned supporting documents, Paul. Can you give us some examples of those?
Suppose you had something that had to do with a driver's medical certificate, and you have the medical certificate. You may want to submit that. Or an annual inspection on the vehicle. You may want to submit that. You may want to submit a regulation that contradicts what was recorded out at the on the side of the road. Those are examples of supporting documentation.
Paul, what if someone's commercial truck is involved in a crash? Should a data queue request then ever be done?
Carriers should always review their crash data. So if the carrier's been misidentified, you want that off the list as soon as possible. And that happens. The carrier might be misidentified and assigned a crash they were not involved in. Make sure that the crash meets the definition of both reportable crash and that you were operating a commercial vehicle at the time. For example, your company may have a support vehicle that by no definition is a commercial vehicle under the federal regulations. But somehow it gets involved in an accident and it makes it into the system. You want to have that removed. Supporting documentation for that would be the registration of the vehicle, including the GVWR. This is not a regulated vehicle. It wasn't carrying passengers or hazardous material. It doesn't belong in the list. Or perhaps neither one of the vehicles or any one of the vehicles involved had to be towed away. So it doesn't meet the definition of a reportable accident. It doesn't belong on the list. Or maybe the injuries weren't so severe that somebody required medical treatment away from the scene. Therefore, you just upload a police report. The police report is going to say if people were injured and if they were transported from the scene. If they were not transported from the scene, that accident report becomes very important supporting documentation. And you'd want to call attention to whichever box that would appear on the police accident report. Transported away from the scene, zero. It's not a reportable crash. It should not be in the system.
I want to shift gears a bit. We all know there's a lot of paperwork associated with trucking, though we've been hearing for years that one day we're going to be a paperless society. My question, Paul, is that with all of the paperwork there is in trucking, are there times a data queue challenge should be filed due to simple mistakes that authorities sometimes make in filling out their paperwork about a trucking operation, say, during a truck inspection?
I do not encourage people to challenge typos or misspellings. Those are not fatal flaws when a roadside inspector makes that mistake. Simple mistakes are just that. They're simple mistakes. And if you challenge the mistake, can always just go back in, thank you for calling it to their attention, and they will edit the report to correct the spelling. Any minor, simple error should not be challenged.
Okay, but what if this has to do with a registration number, for instance, that's incorrect on a report, or a typo that shows a carrier was involved in an inspection problem, but they really weren't?
Then that would be a lot more than simple. That would be a misidentification, and that occurs. If there's a typo in a registration, or if there's transposing two numbers in a DOT number, and somehow that information gets uploaded to the wrong carrier, then that should be challenged. The state will have the ability to go in, identify the correct carrier, and amend the record and remove carrier A from the system.
A little earlier, I mentioned citations. What about if someone received a citation, for example, challenged it in court, and then won their case? Would they then need to file a data queue, Paul?
Yes, they would. And what they'd have to do is they'd have to include some sort of documentation from the court that recorded the adjudication. If it was for a moving violation and they were deemed to be not responsible or not guilty, whatever the terminology is in that court, then they could file the adjudication document and have that removed from the system. That's a change since August of 2014.
Any final thoughts when it comes to data queues?
pretty simple process, and it's very helpful. And it assists the carrier in learning the regulations. You always learn best when you're being tested. So be prepared when you sit down at the computer. It's going to time out after 20 minutes, and you're scrambling around looking for proper wording or regulation that you know exists, but you can't find it. Make sure you have it on hand. Make sure the documentation is in your computer and ready to be uploaded. And remember, this system is only a pass-through system from the federal government. It's your means to communicate directly with the state. Keep that in mind. You will be notified immediately that you have requested a data review, and the state will be notified at the same time. Then you have to wait for the state to come back with a response through the same system. That's about it. It's rather simple. I've done it myself many times. Sometimes you don't like the answer you get back. But at least it provides a carrier with due process that did not exist prior to the system coming on board a dozen years ago.
That's Paul Sullivan, one of the regional directors for PrePass and a former officer with the Massachusetts State Police. Paul, thanks for all the information.
Okay, you're welcome.
And you can get more information about challenging inspection results with data queues, as well as learn how to file data queue requests by going to the PrePass website at prepass.com and look for the white paper entitled, Yes, You Can Challenge Inspection Results. Here's how. Once again, that's available at prepass.com. Coming up on our next podcast, we'll conclude our series entitled It's Not My Fault. We will look at something else you can challenge, so-called non-preventable crashes. Until then, thanks for listening. I'm Evan Lockridge, and from everyone at PrePass, be sure to keep your eyes on the road.